With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Well, the Department of Justice has now opened an investigation into Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. At issue, alleged statements each of them reportedly made about ICE agents. When it comes to improving the U.S. housing market, Heritage Foundation analyst E.J. Antoni says President Trump has thread the needle.
He's got to try to make housing more affordable for all the people who haven't yet had the opportunity to buy housing. But he's also trying to do it in such a way that it's not really going to kill the people who got into these homes at the artificially high prices in 2022 and 2023, let's say.
Well, the Trump administration making sweeping cuts to substance abuse and mental health programs this past week, then suddenly reversed course. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
On Tuesday, the Health and Human Services Department canceled about 2,000 grants representing nearly $2 billion in funding for organizations that offer substance abuse and mental health services. But those cuts were reversed by Wednesday. The result was chaos and confusion among grant recipients nationwide, some of whom began laying off employees after learning about the funding cuts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the eight European nations targeted by President Trump for a 10% tariff for opposing American control of Greenland have criticized the move in a very strong joint statement. They warned that his threats undermine transatlantic relations. In Great Britain, the main opposition leader there joining a protest against China's planned new embassy in London. The government faces a Tuesday deadline to approve or block the project. This is SRN News. No question about it, the Bible is a bestseller.
Publishers report that sales of Scripture hit an all-time high in 2025 in the United Kingdom and hit a 21-year high here in the United States. The numbers come from Circana BookScan, and spokesman Brianna Connor tells Publishers Weekly, quote, "The greater interest in religious content in the U.S. reflects a bigger search for hope and community. This suggests that consumers are increasingly turning to faith-based resources during uncertain times." Michael Harrington reporting.
Netflix pushing the gay agenda on kids. That's the assertion of Concerned Women for America conducting research into the giant streaming platform's programming. CWA says 41% of Netflix G-rated shows and 41% of those rated for kids down to the age of 7 contain LGBT messages as well as storylines. This is SRN News. Wall Street will be opening a short week after losing ground in last week's trading. Here's Rich Thomason.
The market took a breather last week, failing to maintain the upward momentum that lifted the benchmarks higher in the previous week's trading. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all closed lower Friday and ended lower for the week. Wall Street and bond markets are closed Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, a federal holiday. It's back to business as usual Tuesday. This week, we'll bring updates on pending home sales and consumer sentiment, among other reports. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Kremlin installed authorities in Russia-occupied parts of southern Ukraine say Ukrainian drone attacks have damaged energy networks, and authorities say hundreds of thousands of people were thus left without power, and as it would happen, it was on one of the coldest nights of the winter yet. More details, srnnews.com.